having trouble meeting someone special?
In no way, shape, or form do I feel any feelings of intimacy towards you in any way whatsoever.
Why not try it in a second language?
What's happening, hot stuff?
Pop-up Chinese. Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
Hi, 大家好,我是 Echo.
And our lesson today is all about food poisoning.
It's in the mail. You're probably getting it as we speak.
Yes. Anyway, brace yourself for the dialogue. Let's take a listen.
你怎么了?我不舒服。哪儿不舒服?有点头晕,也有点恶心。你吃了什么?没吃什么,就吃了妈妈做的饭。嗨,你还没习惯呢。你怎么了?我不舒服。哪儿不舒服?有点头晕,也有点恶心。你吃了什么?没吃什么,就吃了妈妈做的饭。嗨,你还没习惯呢。
Okay, let's go through this dialogue line by line and see exactly what's going on here.
I think we know exactly what's
going on.
We're going to do this line by line.
你怎么了?
What's wrong with you?
我不舒服。
I'm not comfortable.
哪儿不舒服?
哪儿不舒服?
Not comfortable where?
有点头晕,也有点恶心。I'm
a little lightheaded and a little nauseous.
你吃了什么?
What did you eat?
没吃什么,就吃了妈妈做的饭。
I didn't eat anything, just food my mom made.
嗨,你还没习惯呢。
You're still not used to it? I recall you retching at my apartment a couple of times. That was not food related.
On occasion. Anyway, we've got a lot of vocab here, which is about how you feel.
And specifically how bad you feel. I don't think we have any nice words here.
Yes. And in order to practice them, we're going to use two sentence structures.
我感觉
I feel blank.
这个让我
This makes me.
Blank makes me blank.
And you can swap out this for, in Brendan's case, what was it, Tim's barbecue?
Burritos from Tim's Texas barbecue make me sad for 5 days.
So those are the two sentence structures. The first one, I feel.
我感觉
blank.
And then the second one would be blank makes me
这个让我
Okay. A lot of key vocab. Why don't we start with the most generic? Mm-hmm. Echo, how do you say I feel not good?
不好。我感觉不好. Actually, in China, if you say 我感觉不好, people will think that you have a very serious problem.
Right, or you're offering an opinion.
Very serious.
Why? Because you can't enunciate it or just because?
Because if usually you are 不舒服, you will be more specific.
Okay.
Yeah, you won't say 我感觉不好.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. 我感觉不好 usually comes before like, you know, I'm smelling Easter lilies and I can't see anything.
Anyway, so 不好 is the most, it's the easiest way of saying not good. Literally, it's not good. Mm-hmm. We've got more specific vocab. Echo, what's next?
不舒服.
No, this is just a little more specific. It's not comfortable, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
我感觉不舒服.
Mm. I feel uncomfortable.
我感觉不舒服.
Or Tim's Texas barbecue makes me uncomfortable.
Tim Texas barbecue 让我不舒服.
You know, for 70 kwai, I really should not be getting the 5 day Hershey's. That's
You wouldn't not expect it if it was a 5 kwai bowl of noodles.
Yeah. But and yet I've really, it's been years since I got any adverse effects from cheap food.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got not good and not comfortable.
不好不舒服
What's next?
头晕
Which is dizzy or lightheaded.
头晕
That 头 there is head.
Yep.
And then
晕 is
dizzy.
Or to faint or something. So.
On its own, yes.
Yeah. I feel dizzy.
我感觉头晕
Or this makes me dizzy.
这个让我头晕
A step up from that is the other word we had in our dialogue.
恶心
Yeah, so nauseous.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice because there is...
It's wicked.
Evil.
And evil.
No, that's 恶
It's the same
that's
character.
The same character.
But a different tone.
Yeah, I know, but
it's... And there's different meaning. 恶心
Right, so third tone and first tone.
恶心
But that's only because it was brought into modern Chinese through non-standard tonal conversion process.
I'm not going to let you fight with echo in this studio.
I win. I win.
不好不舒服头晕恶心
Okay, we've got three more for you, which are a bit easier, we think.
First one. 疼
Simple adjective meaning pained. I feel in pain.
我感觉有点疼。
Right, so I feel a bit sore, really.
Kun.
Tired or sleepy.
It's really more sleepy than tired.
Yeah, and our last word is actually the word for physically exhausted.
Lei. 疼 Kun. Lei.
So that's our podcast for today. Two sentence structures.
我感觉
And
这个让我
Blank.
Yeah. Okay. And with that, let's go back and listen to the dialogue one more time.
你怎么了？
我不舒服。
哪儿不舒服？
有点头晕，也有点恶心。
你吃了什么？
没吃什么，就吃了妈妈做的饭。
嗨，你还没习惯呢。
So, Brennan, do you have any strategies for coping with food poisoning here?
Not continuing to eat at Tim's Texas Barbecue.
Hmm.
I don't know. A lot of people will recommend drinking zhou, which is the kind of disgusting
rice porridge.
No, you
better first.
No,
you better
don't want to
first
be encouraging
throw
people
up.
To drink zhou.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So you drink zhou, then you throw up.
What?
Because zhou is like mucus. It is like eating a big bowl of rice mucus.
I agree that it's a
If you
horrible,
served it in
food.
An American prison, the inmates would riot.
What's worse
hold
is they
second.
Have zhou stations outside hospitals in China.
Yeah,
in China.
It's cruel.
Hold on a second. I don't know if our audience, if there's anybody of you who likes zhou.
You're wrong.
Please write to me. Support me. Support all Chinese people. We love zhou. Well, not all
you
Chinese,
ask everybody?
But it's good for you. Good for the health.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It contains zero nutrients. It is
a
simple starch paste.
You don't understand Chinese food culture.
One useful piece of advice I would give is make sure you're drinking bottled water.
And make sure that it's really bottled water because sometimes you'll get tap water which has been poured into a bottle and then they reseal the cap with a lighter.
Really?
Yeah.
You've had that happen to you. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
They're really slumming it.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially like in the summertime, you'll see people selling, you know, like big coolers of water out on the street. And yeah, a lot of the time they're getting used bottles, filling them with tap water and then resealing them with a lighter.
Oh, that's insanely disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's our podcast for today. If people have any questions, what should they do?
You can write to me at echo@popupchinese.com or leave a comment on the site.
And we hope that you don't really have to use this stuff that much.
Yeah, it is a big bag of pain.
From Beijing, I'm David.
I'm Brenton.
我是 Echo.
And thanks for listening, guys.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.